Now, on yesterday's programme, Brenda was delving into the sensitive area of who pays, are you not, Brenda?
Yes,
when it comes to going out for dinner dates, we were exploring this delicate area after a friend told us that he had taken a woman out for dinner four times and she never offered to pay for anything. Anyway, Brenda's report seemed to suggest that it is indeed the man who normally has to stump up for the bill. But I have to say it sparked a huge reaction from you because the text and emails thundered in.
I see gender equality is alive and well. The ladies still want us to pay.
We've been married 15 years with separate bank accounts and go Dutch eating out and paying bills, etc. But I pay the mortgage. Patrick in Wicklow.
I am so glad I'm in a gay relationship. I never thought of it, but we always just split the bill and we don't have to feel bad or scabby. Women want equal rights, so pay the bill, ladies. Regards, John.
A Spanish girl invited me to a birthday meal recently, and when I paid, she got cross because it was her invite. Chris in Limerick.
Sometimes you just can't win, but there are those who hanker for the good old days when men were men and women were glad of it.
It all goes back to when men earned more than women and the poor downtrodden couldn't afford to pay. Maureen from Mohill.
I started dating my husband in the early 50s. In those days, the man paid all expenses. My boyfriend even gave me my bus fare home. I might add, we both had jobs. To this day, he would never let me pay for anything. All my friends had similar experiences. Regards, Lillian.
I paid for any women or girls I went out with, even my daughters and daughters-in-law. No women should pay. That's what's wrong with the young ones now. Mick and Carlo.
In the 70s, lads wouldn't dream of asking a girl to pay or buy a drink. Now it's automatic and expected.
However, according to a lot of our texters, what most of this comes down to is good old-fashioned meanness.
A friend of mine asked a girl to a wedding and said he had the hotel booked. She said, yes, that she'd be delighted to go. He phoned back and asked her to pay for half the room. He was told where to go very quickly and ended up going on his own. Michael in Wicklow.
I'm married 24 years and I'm expected to pay every time I go out with my husband. If I question him about it, he gets in a huff. I get nothing for Christmas or birthdays. He says if he gives me money for a present, I'll spend it. What a joke. Catherine.
What happens to people who, on a night out in a restaurant, order a salad and a soft drink and end up paying for the steak and wine guzzlers because they are perceived as being mean when they disagree with splitting the bill?
I wined, dined, holidayed and pampered my ex-boyfriend for months. He took it all in his stride and lapped it up without comment, while having no problem spending money on himself and his drinking nights with his mates. I did, however, expect him to register some appreciation in his Christmas gift. So, when he handed me a little book and genuinely hoped I'd like it, I was very taken aback. Then when he began the new year in the same assuming vein, I broached the subject gingerly of going Dutch and said how hurt I was at the Christmas present. Upset is not the word to describe his reaction. He got terribly upset and said that his mother had always told him that it was the thought that counts. We ended.
John Keegan's experience of a date in the USA left us with our chins on the table.
At first, I paid for everything, but by the fourth date, I hoped she might at least go Dutch. She ordered an omelette meal with the typical huge US portion. She also ordered a blueberry muffin. At the end of the meal, two-thirds of the omelette meal was left and the muffin hadn't been touched. When she asked the waiter to wrap the remainder up to go, I asked, was she not hungry? Oh, she replied, I'm stuffed and the leftover will do me for dinner Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Absolutely gobsmacked, I asked, and what about the muffin? You didn't touch it. Ah, that's for my breakfast tomorrow. I paid, made my excuses to leave, drove her home and never rang her again.
And finally, what's your definition of equality?
I cook at my house and always serve good champagne. So when he takes me out, he treats me. I think that's fair. Anne.
We're married nearly 24 years. We go Dutch all the time, whether it's drinks or food. If we are out with the group, I always pay and we sort it out after. I go to the bar even if Rita is paying. John Kelly.
My fiancé pays for all my drinks and pays for meals when we go out. However, I look after the grocery shopping every week and also pay the utility bills at home. We split other household expenditure too, and it all works out roughly equal. On the face of it, friends or observers might think I'm stingy on nights out and holidays away. But my fiancé is old-fashioned and wants to pay on nights out. We have worked out a balance that suits our relationship. So don't judge a book or a relationship by its cover. Donna in Kildare.
First date, no problem. Second date, first drinks I bought. Second drink I got for myself. She got the message. 50-50 since then. That's 32 years now. Matt Humphreys.
Any person who's mean and miserable with money turns out to be mean emotionally as well. Never trust them. Ever.
There's no problem if both people are not mean.
Girls, if on your first date you've got to use your purse, drop him fast because you know the guy's a curse. If on your second he asks you to fork out, you have but one choice, and that's to blow him out. If on the third he suggests you both should pay, they call it women's lib, and that's quite okay. So okay?
Yes, Bob. Thank you, Bob. So that's the reaction we got since yesterday. We're kind of a little taken back how many people reacted to this. It seems like we struck a nerve, but that's what we want to do. And we're happy to hear from you about any subject at all. I'd like to hear from somebody who's been up the Eiffel Tower recently. We're going to talk about it after the break.